Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to talk about the same thing we've talked many times this year. You had to chase another game after just a horrible first period. Then you chased it and had a real good third to try to get back into it.
You know, it's not to be blunt and honest, that's just the way typically that was what our season was. You know, we didn't come out and start on time, and then we get the urgency to push back and get back into a game and make a game of it, although the result is still the result. And you know, we got to have that urgency next year, just be ready to play, especially early in the season. You know, that's where our playoffs really start, and that's where your playoff teams really get off to a good start. But I'll give our guys credit. I mean, it's 3-0. I mean, they could have folded, but they kept pushing, and they battled to the end.
Were they just not into it in the first period mentally?
I think just it's the execution. You know, we always talk about the respect and defending and your own end, and I don't think we had that. And that's been a big difference in our team this year, obviously, in the goal differential, just the 5-on-5 scoring, and we have to have a bigger respect for that area.
A very emotional interview just now with Josh Georges. I mean, what are your emotions? You put him in the starting lineup, and for a guy whose heart is still there and talent may not be anymore, but you know the situation he's in.
We know what in the situation he's in, but, you know, I think there's still a lot of fight in Josh, but I totally respect a guy that's been through the wars and the teammate he was this year. You know, I know it wasn't easy for him to sit out stretches of games, but, you know, he kept plugging away. He was a good pro about it, and, you know, it's one of the reasons why we started and wanted to play him tonight. I don't know what the future holds for him, but obviously he's got a lot of character and a lot of pride.
So in your mind, what do you do about looking at this season as a whole? In your mind, is next season start on Monday? Or, I mean, how much time do you decompress from it, and how much time do you have to go right to the next one?
Well, I think we got to really evaluate everything that happened this year in all situations. I just feel that the one thing when I reflect at this point when you ask me this question is just our even strength scoring and the differential. I mean, we've got to be a team that's better defenders. We've got to respect that. Our checking has to, you know, improve tremendously to give us a chance to win, and realizing that, hey, it's okay to win a game 2-1, 3-2. And that's going to be our mindset moving forward. But as of right now, we're going to evaluate everything. Obviously, we don't want to be in this position next year.
How happy are you for Adam that he got into an NHL game and played well?
Adam, what a great kid. I mean, he came in here. He's got a smile on his face every day. He comes to the rink. He works hard. And it's unfortunate that he's going to take a loss without giving up a goal, but because we scored that third goal. But he had a really good two periods. I mean, really made good decisions with the puck and made some big saves for us to keep it at a good number. And, you know, I congratulate him finally getting the game.
He has a very unorthodox style, doesn't he? A little like Jonathan Quick.
Yeah, it's unorthodox. But the thing that I was impressed with is just puck handling skills, making the right decisions with the puck. And also, I'd like to congratulate Ryan O'Reilly on winning the NHL faceoff win record. I mean, that's an incredible feat in sort of a dismal season. There's something positive that came out of it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.